Walling, Addie. Basel, Switzerland, September 10th, 1886. Dear daughter Addie, I have delayed writing you, hoping I should receive some word from you. This long delay I cannot understand. If you are not able to write me a long letter, you could write me a few lines at least and let me know if you are well. Notwithstanding my much writing, I have not felt it would be right to neglect my children. I have received nothing from either you or May for weeks. I will not blame you, but I would be much gratified to hear from you. I know not whether you are well or ill, and I am somewhat anxious in regard to you. Will you be more prompt? I have been engaged most earnestly of late. I have not been able to sleep after 2:30 for 2 nights in succession, and after pleading with the Lord and seeking to lay my burdens on the burden-bearer, I have arisen and before breakfast written 16 pages of important matter. Now I do not want you to be deprived of sleep as I have been, even if I receive no letter from you. But I do want you to write me once a week, if it is no more than 2 pages of notepaper. If you can find time to write no more than this, I will not complain. I cannot tell yet how our future course may be, whether we will go to Australia or spend next summer in England. We wait orders from our captain. The Lord will teach us His will, and I have no will of my own in this matter. Where I can do the most good, there I wish to be. My health is better than it has been in any summer since I was attacked with malaria. I feel grateful to the Lord for His mercy and His love toward me. I have worked hard since being here in Europe. Never have I done more active service, and the Lord has sustained me. I want the praise of God in my heart and breathed from my lips continually. I am sure the end is near, and all that I can do to help in the advancement of the work of God, I want to do. The night is coming in which no man can work. Therefore, we must work while the day lasts. I think of my home in Healdsburg sometimes, of its conveniences, of the fruit which I have not had for 3 years. And then I will not allow my mind to dwell on these things. For are we not pilgrims and strangers here? Are we not seeking for a city whose builder and maker is God? This world is not the Christian's home. It is not the Christian's heaven. We are only to tarry here for a little while. And how foolish it looks to me to see the judgment-bound inhabitants devoting so much time and money to beautify their homes and neglect the soul culture, the only thing worth taking with them into their heavenly home. My greatest and most earnest efforts are to have on the wedding garments of Christ's righteousness. I want to make every effort to overcome here, that I may be received into the paradise of God. I hope, Addie, that while you are obtaining an education to fit you for the useful, practical duties of life, that you will not neglect to learn in school of Christ. The time for us to prepare for the future life is now. We shall be most happy when we are walking in the plain path of duty, when we have the assurance we are doing the will of God. Then we will be happy. I hope, Addie, you are seeking daily to grow in grace and the knowledge of the dear Savior. Heaven, sweet heaven, how much more beautiful than anything here in this world! And it will be our home, our own place of residence, if we are pure and holy. Then do not let us make any mistakes, but let us strive with all our God-given powers to win the prize, a crown of glory, an inheritance among the sanctified, an eternal weight of glory. I want you to be one of God's chosen ones. I want you to have a place among the redeemed. I want to have a place there. I want to be saved with an everlasting salvation. Well, Addie, we know not when we shall be brought together again, but we will not repine. we will draw nigh to God. We will watch and pray, and Jesus will be to us a present help, an enduring friend wherever we are. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer. Yours with much love, Mother.